Hey, thank you for meeting me here. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we were in a safe place, you know.
What?
No. Oh my God, no. I'm not worried about you doing anything. No. It's the opposite, actually. I'm kind of worried what I might do given the chance. So, I brought you here because I have a confession to make to you. And the thing is, I've been stalking you, kind of, a little. But no, like, okay, please sit down, okay? I've been working on this confession for a while, so let me get this all out, okay? And then you can make your choice, okay? But please listen to me. Okay. I know this is our first time meeting and we've only been on Bumble for like a week, but I've been following you for a while. Like, just over a year. I know. Hear me out, please. Okay. Yeah. I have been playing the long game, and honestly, I cannot believe I've made it this far. So, when I saw you walk into my coffee shop for the first time, I followed you to the train station, and then I hopped on the car behind you. I followed you all the way to your street, and then it got harder after that. I kept thinking you would see me and our relationship would be over before it even started, but you didn't. And I was in love with you already, so I had to make sure you got home safe. But then I also knew when you got home, you would disappear behind that godforsaken door. And I thought if I let you out of my sight, I would just suffocate, just be unable to breathe, because you, in that short 30 minutes, became my air. It terrified me to be without you, to be without my air. I'd be unable to breathe, and the thought of losing you before I even had you. I wanted to grab you and bring you home with me that night, just jump out of the shadows and whisk you away, but I knew that was wrong, and I couldn't risk it. Like, if we met like that, how would you ever truly love me? So I figured I'll let you go for the night. I came back before the sun and I needed to track your day to figure out your movements, and it was so hard to tear me away from you. But I had such dark, terrible urges the longer I spent with you. I was trying to give you up. I really was, and I was doing a good job. I hadn't visited your address in weeks. I was avoiding your train. Then you came up on my screen. I was just swiping, and there you were, smiling and perfect, and I dropped my phone. I thought I was hallucinating you, but obviously I wasn't. It was the universe. The universe was sending me a message, and I had been so good. I had not given in to the urges, and I was being rewarded. Finally, it was fate, and I wanted to start again with you the right way, so I knew I had to confess it all. And that's it. That's all I did. I just stalked you for like a year, okay? I never did anything, and then lo and behold, we meet organically. So, I'm sorry about stalking you and all that, but am I hot enough to make up for it?
Really? I didn't think that was actually gonna work. Whew. Okay. Universe really loves me. That's like a weight lifted off my shoulders. Really?
I never expected this reaction.
course I'm still obsessed with you. You're my first thought in the morning and the last at night. I itch to have you next to me daily. I can't believe you're so calm. Everyone else called me crazy. You're more perfect than I deserve. I'll worship you. Move in with me, please. You don't even know where I live. It's upstairs. It's up just upstairs. This is my cafe. All this can be ours. Okay? Let me show you. You'll love it. You'll never leave. Sorry. I mean, you'll never want to leave. You can leave, of course. I'm not gonna trap you or anything. Promise. Come upstairs. Let me show you the digs. So this is you want this? You want me? Really? Obsession and all.
How are you so perfect? I love you.
I worship your body. Yeah, you'll never find a woman that can love you as strong as I can. I need to feel all of you. Let me undress you. My mouth needs to feel all of you. Starting with your beautiful neck. Oh, so soft and lovely. I need to bury myself in it. I only want to breathe the air next to your body. Your scent. Oh, is your skin sensitive? I need to hear your moans. Let me know how this feels. That's it. You're mine. You hear me? Fine. No one before me. Oh, no one before you. You agree to this? Good. Perfect. You're perfect. I love you. I want more. Now give me everything of you. I mean everything. Every single bit of you. Everything is perfect. I want no barriers between us. Don't be shy around me. Let me eat your ass, please. Please let me eat your ass. I adore you. Just let me show you how I love you. Every bit of you. I love you. I understand that I need you. You need me. One for you, right? Say it. My father is for you. Like me, love you forever. Come to me. Come to me. Give it all to me. You're mine. I love you. You're perfect for me. There's nothing in the world more perfect than you for me. Only you. You're it. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be me. Thank you for not running. Thank you, my love.